Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fifth and final parak of Maseches Beitzah. Today we are learning Parak Hey Mishnah Aleph and Parak Hey Mishnah Beis. It is Aser Midirabana, rabbinically forbidden to expend any unnecessary effort on Shabbos and Yom Tov. We refer to this as a tircha shlo letzoruch, anything that is, again, unnecessary for a person to do. And the reason why it's not allowed is because it detracts, it takes away from the restful quality of the day. That being said, there are some cases when the Chacham allowed a person to make some degree of effort in various areas in order to prevent a financial loss. Says the Mishnah Mashilin Piros Derech Aruba Biyom Tov, if a person is allowed to throw produce, fruits, and so on, that are on a roof, they were left there to dry, and you can throw them through a skylight on Yom Tov in order to protect them from rain that is about to fall. That although this requires some effort, it is allowed in order to prevent the produce from being damaged by the rain. As the Bar Tinura points out, throwing even a large amount of produce through a skylight takes little effort because the produce only needs to be moved to the skylight and then dropped. However, it would be forbidden to throw the produce through a window in a wall next to the roof because one would then have to lift the produce to the window, which would require too much effort. Continuing in the Mishnah of Avalo B'Shabbos. However, you're not allowed to throw produce through the skylight on Shabbos because the prohibition against activities requiring effort is even a little bit stricter on Shabbos, as the Magen Avraham points out in Or HaChaim. Now the Mishnah is going to list some additional activities that are allowed on Shabbos. However, says the Mishnah, Umechasim peiros bekelim ipnei hadelef, you're allowed to cover produce with cloths to protect it from rainwater that are dripping from a roof. V'chein kadei yayin v'kadei shemen, you can also cover pitchers of wine and pitchers of oil to protect them from dripping rainwater. V'nosin kli tachas hadelef, and you're allowed to put a vessel, some sort of a utensil, under dripping water in order to catch the water so that it will not damage the house. And B'Shabbos concludes the Mishnah. These activities are allowed even on Shabbos in order to prevent financial loss because these activities require very, very little effort. Continuing now with Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. The Mishnah is going to list three types of activities that are Aser Midirabanan on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, Kol Shechayavin Olav Mishom Shivos. Any activity that one is not allowed to do, whether it is a rabbinic prohibition, meaning an Iser Midirabanan, Mishom Rashos, an optional mitzvah that is subject also to a rabbinic prohibition. We're going to see examples of these as the Mishnah continues. Mishum mitzvah, an unconditional mitzvah that is subject also to some sort of rabbinic prohibition. The optional mitzvah is one that is optional in some situations, but obligatory in other situations. However, even where it is obligatory, the Chachamim forbade doing it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And again, we're going to see some examples. The third example of Mishum, the unconditional mitzvahs are mitzvahs that apply equally in all situations, but are rabbinically prohibited on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Again, we're going to see examples as the Mishnah continues. And the Mishnah says, Chayav and Olav Yom Tov, the one is obligated to refrain from doing all of these things on Yom Tov. Again, what are these things? We're about to see examples of them. The Elu Hein Mishum Shavus. These are ordinary activities that are not allowed to do on a Midrabanon level. The rabbis came along and made various decrees, various gezeros. Says the Mishnah, Lo Olin Abilan, you're not allowed to climb a tree because one might break off a branch or fruit. Velo Rochvin Al Gabi Behema, you're not allowed to ride an animal because one might break off a branch to use as a whip. Velo Shotin Al Pnei Amayim, you're not allowed to swim on the water because a person might build a raft. Velo Metapchin, Velo Mesapkin, Velo Meraktin. And you're not allowed to clap your hands, you can't slap your thighs, you can't dance, because these actions are often accompanied by music, so they might lead to a person repairing a musical instrument. So those are the examples, again, of the activities that are Aser Midirabanan. Again, especially the last group where we talk about clapping hands and so on, those are much more complicated. To look at, this is not a halacha l'maisa share right now, but there's certainly a lot to discuss if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Nosei Kelim, the various commentaries on how one might be able to clap, when you can, and so on and so forth. The second category of things that are not allowed, Ve'elu Hein Mishum Rashos, these are optional mitzvos that are subject to also an Iser Midirabanan. Number one, Lo Danin of Lo Mekadshin of Lo Cholzin, Velo Miyabdin, says the Mishnah. We may not judge a court case. You can't perform a marriage, a kedushin, Marriage takes place in two stages. The act of Kedusha, which usually consists of the man giving the woman some sort of a ring and so on, makes the woman forbidden to all other men. And the second step is Nisum, which usually simply consists of the Chuppah, which permits them to live together as a husband and a wife. The second, the third item on this list is Chalitza. If a married man dies without any children, his brother is required to marry the widow. This marriage is called Yibum, which is the final thing that a person is not allowed to do on Shabbos or Yontif. And however, if the brother or the widow refuses to marry the woman, then they perform chalitza, where the widow removes her stepbrother's or the brother's shoe, spits on the ground before him, and makes a certain declaration, as described in Sefer Devarim. So again, these are all things that are optional to do. You don't have to judge, you don't have to get married, you don't have to do chalitza or yibum, but they are not allowed to be done on on Shabbos or Yontif. Continuing in the Mishnah, as we discuss examples of the third category discussed in the Mishnah, the Eluhin Mishum Mitzvah. These are mitzvos that are also subject to a rabbinic prohibition on Shabbos, if you're not allowed to do them, lo makdishin, v'lo ma'arichin, v'lo macharimin. You're not allowed to make something hektish, that you make something, you declare something as holy, and designating an animal as a karban, and donating them to the lishkas hagazus, the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, and so on, that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to make an erech neder, a vow to pay a person's value, also to the Beis HaMikdash. The Torah lists erechin, which are literally values for people depending on their age and their gender. For example, a male between the ages of 20 and 60 has an erech of 50 silver shkalim, and so on and so forth. And if one says, as the Bar Tanura points out, that he will give the erech of a certain person, he must give the specified amount to the Beis HaMikdash. And the last category is, we may not make something cherem, which means dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, or the Kohanim, that if a person says that an object is cherem, set apart, it becomes the property of the Beis HaMikdash. If he says that it is cherem to the Kohanim, then it becomes the property of the Kohanim. You can't do this in any of these situations, since his actions involve transferring the ownership of money or an object to the Beis HaMikdash or to the Kohanim. They resemble business transactions, which are not allowed to be done on Shabbos or Yontif, as Rashi tells us, doing business prohibited on Shabbos and Yontif, because it might lead to the malacha of kosev, to the malacha of writing. Continuing in the Mishnah, v'lo magbihin truma u'maiser. We also are not allowed to separate truma and maiser from food, because doing so makes the food fit to be eaten, and that is being misakanically, that's literally fixing them and making them ready to be eaten, which you're not allowed to do. So all of these things there, these acts are mitzvahs, separating trumas and maestros, making something charem, hektesh, and erech vow, and so on and so forth, are all mitzvahs, but they're not allowed to be done on Shabbos or Yontif. Based on all three of these categories, the Mishnah teaches us, called Elu B'yom Tov, Amru kal v'chomer b'Shabbos. The Chacham stated all these prohibitions specifically with regard to Yom Tov, and they certainly, therefore, kal v'chomer, they would certainly apply on Shabbos, where the halachos of Shabbos are even strict. The Mishnah refers to prohibitions here, as the Tosfos Yontif writes, that the Chachamim made with respect to Yom Tov, but which certainly apply on Shabbos as well. And that's why the Mishnah's opening a section where it said that any activity that one is obligated to refrain from doing on Shabbos, one must refrain from doing it on Yom Tov, refers to the opposite situation, prohibitions that the Chachamim made in connection with Shabbos, but which extend even to Yom Tov. And the Mishnah concludes by telling us, Ein bein Yom Tov l'Shabbos ela ochal nefesh. A very important fundamental line in the Mishnah. There is no difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov, except when it comes to food preparation, for which Malach is allowed on Shabbos, on Yom Tov rather. Malach is allowed for Ochal Nefesh, for food on Yom Tov, but is not allowed on Shabbos. Again, the Bishamah and Bistil do argue as to whether food preparation malachos may be done for other purposes as well, right? That was the whole concept of mitoch that we discussed in the first perek of Maseches Beitza. Quick review, perek Hey Mishnah Aleph taught us number one, that a person is allowed to throw produce on a roof in order to save it. You can throw it through the skylight on Yom Tov in order to protect them, but you can't do so on Shabbos, because that would be too much tircha that you can't do on Shabbos, but you are allowed to do on Yom Tov in order to protect them. Then the Mishnah taught us you're allowed to cover produce with cloths to protect it from rainwater that's dripping, or you could protect pitchers of wine, pitchers of oil, and so on. You can put a vessel under dripping water to catch the water so that it won't damage the house, and so on. Again, these are allowed to be done even on Shabbos because the tircha, the effort that a person has to go through, is insignificant. Then the Perek Hey Mishnah Beis taught us that there are three types of categories of activities that a person is not allowed to do on Shabbos Yontif. Number one is just an Isser Midrabban, a gezeira that was made. Number two was a mitzvah, it was a rishus, an optional mitzvah that is also not allowed to be done on Shabbos Yontif. And the mitzvah is an actual mitzvah that the rest of the week is a mitzvah to do, but on Shabbos Yontif it is not allowed for a person to do it. What were the examples of the Isurim Midrabban, the simple gezeiros, the decrees made by the Chachamim? So number one, you can't climb a tree. Number two, you can't ride an animal. Number three, you can't swim in the water. Number four, five, and six, you can't clap your hands, slap your thighs, or dance, or maybe four, depending on how you count them, because they're, we're concerned that a person is going to repair a musical instrument. All these were gazeros, we're concerned you're going to do something which is prohibited. The second category were the optional mitzvos that you don't have to do, but you can do the rest of the week. And those examples that you can't do on Shabbos, you can't judge a court case, you can't perform Kiddushin, you can't perform Chalitza, and you can't perform Yibum. And the examples of the final category are, again, things that are mitzvos that you can't do on Shabbos Yontif. And those were, you can't make something hekdesh, you can't make an erech vow to pay a person's value to the Beis HaMikdash, and you can't make something charem, dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, or to the Kohanim. You also can't separate Chuma and Meiser on Shabbos Yontif, because again, you're being Masak and Kli, you are designating and completing the food by making it no longer a tevel, by separating it for the Kohanim and the Levim, and therefore you can't do that on Shabbos Yontif as well. And the Mishnah told us that the Chachamim said all of these prohibitions in connection with Yom Tov, and they certainly apply to Shabbos as well, which is even more stricter than Yontif. And finally, the Mishnah told us that ultimately, fundamentally, there is no difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, except when it comes to Ochal Nefesh, when it comes to food preparation, for which Malacha is allowed on Yom Tov, but is not allowed on Shabbos. Have a great day.